Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm just a day back, but welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. I am CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your independent clergy, and your encourager. Today on Coffee Talk, we're going to talk about prayers. That there's eight of them, and I'm going to give you prayers when you can't sleep. Let me ask you guys something on Coffee Talk this morning. By the way, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you guys know the rap. All you got to do is email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. What a rainy day out here, by the way, at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Cloudy, muggy now. Okay, allergy lovers. We better be ready for all that, huh? Okay, so back to what I was saying. You're trying to go to sleep, but you're having a horrible time sleeping. Well, I'm going to help you today. Today I've got eight prayers that's going to help you when you can't sleep. Now there's many more prayers you can use. These are just some suggestions. But let me ask you guys something. Often we find ourselves awakening in the midst of the night. We're either worried, we're fear, or maybe struggles can press hard on our minds, right? Peace feels far away. In fact, friends, it's difficult to even think with clarity. Too many thoughts and feelings are swirling around the dark at night. And sometimes when you have so much on your mind, or let's just say so much on your plate, and your plate is overflowed, that your mind hasn't got to that restful situation. And in those moments when we can feel that we need to pray about things that are heavily on our mind, or things that are bothering us, in addition to being heavier on our mind, I want you to know something. That often we can hardly find the words that God knows, He understands, and He is close. His words are living, active, and powerful. You know, their only thing that can bring us to true peace in this life, whether it be the brightness of your day or the darkness of your night. If you find yourself there recently struggling to sleep through the night, again, here are some verses that I want to give you. Powerful verses and prayers to help you focus on your heart and your mind on God. Before I get started on this, I want to tell you, when you're discouraged, you're stressed out, take a little time before you wind down to talk to God. Lay it on the table. Example, Father God, this is on my mind. This XYZ thing's on my mind. I can't sleep. Please put me to sleep. I've literally told Him that. He listens to you. Remember, He's always by. So an example, a first one is, Lord, we need Your peace. Here's a prayer. Dear God, we're in need of Your peace and the truth to soothe our hearts and spirits right now. When we find ourselves awake in the middle of the night and pressing needs and worries can be overwhelming, we need to be reminded of Your consistent love, healing, and grace. We ask Your almighty power to surround us. Thank You that You have set us free and that You are bigger than anything we face in this life. We lay our burdens before You, every single one, for we know they are much safer in Your hands than our own. In Jesus' name, amen. So, let's kind of give a little breakdown here on what I'm talking about. The first point I want to make is when you're battling worry. We're all battling worry, aren't we? Well, let's go back to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where Scripture reminds us, friends, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, another prayer is, Lord, You know our hearts and all that concerns us. We ask for You to help us to guard our hearts and our minds in You. Sometimes our worries, I should say, seem to be too big. We do not see a way out of our current situations, and we cannot understand what you're doing. But we know that you see the big picture, and we thank you that you are with us in it all. Help us to trust you. Allow your peace that passes over all of our own understanding to surround us and fill us afresh. Second point I want to make is when you're facing a big decision. And in life, you're going to be facing big decisions. We all are. In fact, if you go to Scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 11, and you read verses 28 through 30, Scripture says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest from your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Here's a prayer for you. And you can use any prayer, guys. These are just examples. Lord, we can't sleep because we just don't know what to do. These big decisions are pressing hard. We can't see all the answers, but we believe that you are leading us. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to see your guiding hand guiding us at every turn. Make the way clear before us, and we ask that you would open the right doors and close the ones that aren't meant for us to walk through. We give it to you again right now and believe that you are helping us and working on our behalf even as we sleep. In Jesus' name, amen. Third point I want to make is when you're facing pain and illness. Oh my goodness, you ever lay in bed and you're just facing pain? You're just in so much pain and agony and situation with me. Is that my right hand has been bothering me. I get what's called manufacturer numbingness. I've talked to my doctor about it. And I know my birthday's coming around the corner in August. And I'm learning as I get older or younger, older, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, the body kind of breaks down a little bit. But, you know, if you read the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verses 1 and 6, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in green pastures. He leads me beseal still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I feel no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me in the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here's another prayer for you. Lord, when hurting, the pain feels too great. The uncertainty over the future can easily fill our minds with fear and bring huge burdens to our hearts. Please take our pain away so we can sleep peacefully in your care. We thank you that you are close and that you're always with us. We pray for your healing and huge grace to encircle us as never before. We ask your angels of protection and comfort to surround us in the night. Thank you that you are a redeemer, and you will never waste our pain. In Jesus' name, amen. Fourth point I want to make is when you're feeling depressed. We've all been there, haven't we, guys? Here's some scriptures to kind of reflect back on. Go to Psalms chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, and Psalms chapter 46, verses 10 and 11. Scripture says, "God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear through the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. He says, 'Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among all nations. I will be exalted into the earth.' The Lord Almighty is with us, and the God of Jacob is our fortress." Here's a prayer for you. Lord, our spirits are aching and filled with despair. The darkness that surrounds us now is what we feel inside. We can't find our way anymore. We feel lost and desperate, and yet in the nighttime it makes it feel worse. Please help us, God. We cry out with your relief and your hope. We're desperate for your peace and your healing. Thank you that you will never let us go. Let go of us. Thank you for your promise that you give us and that you lift us out of the pit. That we know that your plans you have for us and that you give us a future and a hope. Another point I want to make is when you're struggling to forgive. You know, make note and circle this. Psalms chapter 29 verse 11 scripture says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." Here's a prayer for you. Lord, we're wounded. We feel betrayal. We're brokenhearted. We wonder sometimes if we're ever going to fully recover from the deep hurt we feel inside. Thank you that you know that we've been through and the struggles that we carry. Help us to forgive. Help us to let go. We ask that when the enemy taunts us with lies and tries to bring up the hurt from the past, that you would silence his voice and allow us to walk free. We know that we can move forward with you in peace and freedom. We pray for those who have hurt us right now and ask for your power to work mightily within our lives. We leave them in your hands and we find comfort and strength in your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Sixth point I want to make is when you're afraid. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Scripture says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Lord, we don't know, the word reminds us over and over that we do not have to fear. We know that you are with us and you protect us, and your protection and your presence and you're powerful. We ask that you would cover us and remind us that you are stationed with your angels around us to guard us in ways. Thank you that you never sleep or slumber, that you are consistently watching over us, consistently aware, so that we can get some sleep and we choose faith over fear right now. And I ask that you surround us with your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Two more points. When you're suffering with deep loss and grief, well, the book of Psalms chapter 34, friends, in verse 18, scripture says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in the spirit." Here's a prayer for you. Lord, our hearts are breaking. We feel so much sadness, so much grief. We miss our loved one. Nothing can fill this void we have deep inside. We thank you for your reminder that you are near to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in the spirit. That is us right now. Please, dear God, bring us comfort and your help. Smooth the pain in our hearts. Send us gentle reminders that your presence is with us. We know that you will turn this circumstance around for good somehow. We believe that you brought us through the storm to the other side of grief. We choose in hope with you. My last and final point on coffee talk. For times that God awakens you to pray. Boy, we've all been there, haven't we? Let's take it back on a short scripture to the book of James chapter 4 and verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Simple. Again, James chapter 4 verse 8. Draw us near to God and he will draw near to you. Here's a prayer for you guys. Lord, we're wide awake and we don't know all the reasons why, except that maybe you've woken us to pray. We feel a deep burden inside and we feel all the words, but we don't know our hearts, and we ask you to intercede for us right now and show us how to pray. We ask for your presence over all these close things in our heart right now. We don't know what's going to happen in our lives, but we ask for your powerful and mighty spirit to fill us and work in every part of our circumstance. We pray that you will continue to draw us close to you, reveal to your heart to us, and show us your burdens, and lead us to pray with the guidance of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Lord, all these things that I've discussed with my listeners on Coffee Talk this morning, we thank you that you are at work with them, that you're answering their prayers right now, even now. And as they close their eyes later tonight and they sleep in peace with you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I hope that helps you guys on Coffee Talk, something that I wanted to share, and that was prayers when you can't sleep. Now, before we close out on Coffee Talk, I have a song that everybody loves, and that's There Is Power by Lincoln Brewster. Amen. And there is power, as Lincoln Brewster will tell you, in the name of Jesus. And remember that. There's even power in your prayers. You know, and let me just say this on closing on Coffee Talk with CA on a Tuesday. You know, you don't have to be, you are prayer warriors. It's built inside of you. Do you know that? You're like, huh? Yeah. Even if you're praying a 10-second prayer, you're a prayer warrior. What, CA? Yes, you are. Because you're opening your heart up to Christ and you're declaring His victory over a situation, whether it's for yourself, for it's for your relationship or your relationship with Him, or if you're married, your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancés, whatever it may be, you're giving it to Him. You're laying it on the table. Don't matter if it's 10 seconds or 5 hours. I knew a pastor one time prayed 5 hours. He was on a marathon. You're like, what? I'd be exhausted. Sure. It's a true fact. That happened many, many years ago back in the 90s. But God hears you. Even if you cry out the word help. God help me. It's a prayer. So just realize that He's gave you that gift. You just got to utilize it. And if you're laying in bed and you're trying to sleep, God help me. He knows. He knows because he knows your Alpha and your Omega. I've taught on it before in the book of Revelations. That would be your beginning and your end. He knows from the time you were conceived and that you were born to the end of your journey. Wouldn't it be nice on your journey to incorporate that prayer and be a child of God as I played this morning? A child of love. He loves you. He wants you in his heart. If you don't have him, I always tell everybody, if you don't have him in your heart, please get him in your heart before it's too late. This whole world, you know, he wants us to enjoy our life and live our life and, you know, enjoy the world the best we can. It's a challenge. People come up to me every once in a while. They're like, do you think it's the end time? I have no idea. And he being God doesn't want me to predict. But I can tell you to always be God ready. Always wake up every morning. You don't have to do what I do, but wake up and thank him for another day of life. Because when you wake up and you're breathing, that's a gift from God. Do you know that? When you're resting, he wants you to rest to get your energy level back up for the next day. Do you know what you can do for God? Just be that beacon lighthouse for him. Reach others. Don't just count on your pastors all across America. Their plates are overflowed as it is. You're a minister in Christ. Utilize it. Utilize what he gives you, the gift that he gives you to reach and teach and tell others about Jesus. Be the arms and the feet for Jesus. You can do it. I believe in you. We're going to close out on prayer. Thank you for listening to Coffee Talk, a little shorter version today. And I hope you guys have a great Tuesday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Lord, we love you so much, and we appreciate you so much. Watch over God and protect each and every one of us, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. Okay, guys, remember that the sun does rise on the other side. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Coffee Talk with CA. Y'all have a great day. I'm going to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas before I get rained on out here. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.